Joe, we have the Lieutenant Governor on the phone. Lieutenant Governor, please speak to Joe.
Well, you guys, I'm just enjoying all this banter, but DJ is always very sweet. And Joe, you are starting to sound a little bit jealous. Well, I'm just saying of the polite conversation that we always have when I call in your show.
Well, I mean, he's leaving me out of the conversation. I feel like I'm the redheaded stepchild of this whole thing. And I'm driving the conversation, Madam LG. How are we doing this morning, by the way?
I am doing great. The sun is shining. You know, it's warming up. I won't be extremely happy until we're back into the 80-degree mark, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
I saw just the other day that you were up in Spartanburg County. It looked like a packed house to hear from Madam LG. How was the event up that way?
It was really good. Spartanburg GOP put on a big President's Day dinner. Lots of people showed up. Everybody excited to hear from candidates, and everybody excited about the 2026 elections that will be coming up here in June 9th. And we're going to have to keep talking about that date so that everybody marks their calendar to get out and do their civic duty.
Yeah, and this is why we want to have these regular conversations and have had these regular conversations for months, building up and through the midterm election cycle, talking with South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt this morning. Big news last week, of course, Governor McMaster lends his endorsement to your campaign. What's that mean to you?
It means the world to me. You know, the governor, not just my mentor, but my friend. And the fact that he has full confidence that I should be the next governor of this great state of South Carolina means that he really has thought I've earned that spot. And so it means a great deal. We've accomplished so much together, Joe, since we took office. And, you know, he wants to see that legacy of success continue on.
Talking again with South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt seeking the Republican nomination for governor, as she said, this June when the primary season kicks off. In addition to, obviously, your work with Governor McMaster, you have echoed the fact that you have been on the Trump train since day one and, a lot of jockeying back and forth, looking for, maybe a potential endorsement from the commander-in-chief. What was it about Donald Trump back in 2015 gave you the confidence that he would be the guy to help lead the Republican Party into the future for now, the last 8 or so years?
You know, Joe, I talk about it all the time. I mean, I'm not a career politician. The governor chose me. I have, started a business from an office in my home. I grew it into a national company. I've spent my entire life on the private side, the business sector side. And the governor wanted a business person to help him lead the state, somebody who signed the front of paychecks, somebody who has had to move the needle and get things done. And, you know, I was complaining all the time, like we needed more business people. We needed people in office who have actually had to achieve things. And then Donald Trump came down that golden escalator and I was sold. And, you know, I didn't know anything about him then, Joe. And my husband, David, laughed. He's like, well, what do you know about him? And I said, nothing. But I know he's a businessman. And that's what we need. We do not need another career politician making decisions for us. We need somebody that understands how when government gets too big and it gets too overreaching, that it hurts small businesses. It hurts big businesses. It hurts everybody at their kitchen table. And so I jumped on. I was a big supporter of his. That's how I met the governor being the first elected official to endorse the president. And, Joe, one thing that I can say to everybody with all sincerity is once I started supporting the president, I never stopped. I never turned my back at him. I never threw rocks at him. And when he came to South Carolina in January of 23 to kick off the primary season here in South Carolina for his presidential run, his third presidential run at that time. Out of all the people who today will tell you that they are hardcore Trump Republicans, right, stood behind the president, none of them were there but me. And there was no polling data. You know, everybody can jump on and support a candidate when they know he's going to win and the polling data is good. It's standing by somebody that you just believe will do the right thing for this country. And just think about what a shambles our country was in Biden had been in office. Prices were skyrocketing. American families were being hurt every single day at their table. That meant something to me. I felt we had to have Donald Trump back in office to turn things around. And that was the best decision I made. He has been in office just a little over a year. And now we're seeing what true leadership looks like. Gas prices are down. Grocery store prices are down. President Trump has closed our border and made this country safer. Fentanyl deaths have plummeted. He's rebuilding our military, standing behind our law enforcement. He's done everything he promised the American people he would do. And that's what separates me from the pack in this governor's race, that I didn't need polls to tell me that he was the right person to do the job. I didn't put my finger up in the air and check which way the wind was going. I knew that he was the man we needed back in the Oval Office. And with yesterday being President's Day, I said it in Spartanburg, how lucky are we to have the president we have sitting in the Oval Office today.
In South Carolina, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt with us here this morning. And holy smokes, you know, I was looking at the calendar. You were commenting here just a moment ago, not 8 years ago. That was 12 years ago, going back, 11, 12 years ago, yeah. To 2015. Holy cannoli, time flies, Madam LG. That said, as South Carolina continues to grow, one of the fastest growing states in the country, obviously Horry County getting into the upstate, some of the fastest growing counties in all the country and one of the fastest growing states. How do we balance the growth in our state with the growth in government within the state of South Carolina?
Well, there's a couple ways. You know, Joe, I have said on your show multiple times that, you know, during our time in office, the governor and I have signed into law some of the biggest tax cuts our state has ever seen. I truly believe that we can eliminate state income tax here in South Carolina, and I've talked about how to do that. I'm an accountant by trade. You know, the one thing we have to do is we have to always make sure that we are spending responsibly. And the second thing we have to do is we have to lean in on technology to run efficiently. Because if you can't run efficient, then you can't run smart. That means you're overspending money. When you talk about growth, you know, when I decided I was going to run for governor, I threw my hat in the ring in July of 25. I made a promise to the people of South Carolina that I would visit all 46 counties in this state by the end of the year. And on December 16th of 2025, I checked the box on the last county. And, Joe, I didn't just drive through our counties. You know, I've been to all 46 of our counties numerous times. But this time it was the purpose to just sit down and listen. I had town halls. I had meet and greets. I had roundtable meetings because I wanted to hear from the people everywhere because I want to be the governor for not just big business, but for small business, not just for our big cities, but our rural small towns, not just our farmers, but our tourism people who really impacts, you know, Myrtle Beach. And the one thing that got everybody excited was my idea of the state finally putting together a master plan. Something that gives everybody a roadmap to what the growing of this state would look like. Because small towns like to hear about a master plan because it means they're going to be involved in the conversation. Big cities, growing cities, they like the idea of a master plan because they want to see where all the growth is going to happen. And they want to make sure that we're growing smart. And DOT gets happy because then they can look where they can target their critical resources on infrastructure. And so that is how we're going to do it. We're going to use technology to make sure that we don't grow government, that we work smart, not hard, and that we grow responsibly across the state. And we know when business starts looking at South Carolina, which it always does, and that's not slowing down because President Trump is going to continue to put his America First agendas up in front. We got to know when companies are coming here, what part of the state is the best place to put them and who will get the most impact from putting a business, you know, somewhere around our great state.
As we wrap it up here this morning with Madam LG, our South Carolina Lieutenant Governor, Pamela Evatt, also candidate seeking the Republican nomination, running for governor here coming up in June. Obviously, a lot of talk around the legislature, Governor McMaster. You know, we want to reduce this state income tax. We want to get no income tax on the books the way they do it in places like Florida, Tennessee, over in Texas. incrementally, we're slowly dropping that rate, at least the proposals that are being discussed over at the State General Assembly. If you were to be the next governor, you know, what would you specifically do? I mean, you don't have the decision rights. Ultimately, it's the General Assembly that has to make this move. But what would you specifically do to keep the pressure on our lawmakers to get to that 0% state income tax rate?
You know, what I've learned from the governor during my time as lieutenant governor is we have to communicate, collaborate, and cooperate with each other. And you have seen the incredible wins that we have handed the people of South Carolina together. And that's what I'll continue to do. Sit down with the General Assembly. I have spent, this is my eighth year as lieutenant governor, I have spent a majority of my time creating relationships within the General Assembly. I have their respect. And they have mine. And when you can sit down across the table with people you respect, you can get anything done. And that's exactly what I will do, is sit down with the people in the General Assembly, the leadership, talk about what's important, just like the governor and I have been doing. Again, that's what the people of South Carolina are used to, is all the adults in the room getting things done. That's what they send us here for. They send us here to get things done that they want to see done, and I'll continue to do that when I'm governor of South Carolina.
I know Slott always enjoys these conversations. I do as well, Madam LG. Yeah, we appreciate your time. I know you're crisscrossing the state, campaigning and continuing to keep an eye on, obviously, the legislative session that continues over in Columbia. We look forward each week to our updates with you and our conversations. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Joe. And you know what? Everybody, all your listeners, I don't know if I've really mentioned it much, but go to PamelaEvitt.com. You can sign up for a weekly newsletter, see where I am, see where I'm going. And if our paths can cross, please come out so I can ask you in person for your vote, shake your hand, and find out what you think we're doing wrong, find out what you think we're doing right.
No question. And we'll look forward to another conversation with you coming up next week. It's 8:20 here on Hot Talk at 99.5. Again, you want to learn more about her campaign, what she's up to, PamelaEvitt.com. One of the many candidates that we continue to speak with as it pertains to the governor's race.